This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're honored to have with us, we really appreciate his time. He's been in the news a lot. He's probably on the radio more than I am now. That would be the chairman of the Alamo County School Board, Ronnie Price. You got the fist pump. You ready?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jay, for inviting me to be here and participate in these kinds of conversations. I think it's needed more than ever. We've got, you know, people out there flying a lot of different colors and drinking a lot of tea and thinking about, you know, all the things that we're not going to fund with those tax dollars. And I'm here to just, you know, share with you the consequences of us not paying what we need to pay from the standpoint of taxes.
Yeah. Well, let's back up and start here, because before we get to, you know, Supervisor Thomas alluded to you guys getting some more money than you thought you might have gotten, but you've also made some cuts. I have a dear friend of mine who is a teacher in the county, and she has expressed just, you know, subtly but very distraught over positions that could be cut or things, and teachers that a few weeks ago she thought were going to lose their jobs. And I mean, she's in tears over this is somebody's life. So where are we right now? You all have had to get and move the budget, tighten things up, do a lot of different things to get it to a place where the supervisors felt comfortable with it, and they're going to keep the tax rate at 74.2. So we got a lot that we can get into, but the direct impact of where we are now from a funding standpoint locally and state, are there going to be teachers who lose jobs next year?
I would think the creative way and the honest way to answer that question is that the teachers who will lose jobs are the teachers who are already planning on leaving the school division. They're the ones through attrition, as we love that big word. That means, you know, you're already planning on leaving. We may not fill that position going forward. And also the teachers who are planning on retiring. One of the things that we did with this particular school board, the last three sessions, was to really establish a robust VRIP or incentive program for teachers to leave the division. And, you know, that hurts us in two ways, Jay, because sometimes we get those very best teachers that we don't want to leave that will leave. But when those teachers leave, that creates openings, and those will be the openings that we'll try to capture first as we look at reducing the number of employees we have based on that 74-cent tax rate that our Board of Supervisors was so honored to give us. And when we think about the budget, and I won't talk too much, but our community has to realize that what we've been given from the state thus far is a one-year moratorium to get our house in order. That if we don't get our house in order, then the next year we get half of the hit that we thought we were going to hit. And in the third year, we get the full hit. Now, I love it that our Board of Supervisors are very optimistic that things are going to change and real estate assessments are going to go up. I pray to God mine goes up. Mm-hmm. But we are less optimistic, and we've taken an approach with the school board that wouldn't it be wise strategy now to think of an incremental tax increase that would hold us at the same tax burden that we have now? So I'm not feeling any difference. When I look at that bill, I'm saying, oh, that's the same thing we paid last year. I can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, that might have meant a 3-cent increase. Whereas if we get into year two or year three out and all these, you know, revenues that are shortfalls that we see in the picture come into place, then that could mean a nickel, 7 cents, or 10 cents. Now, that's only if we are going to fund our school division and our services at the level we're funding it now. Again, I think there are groups out there who are saying maybe we don't want that level of service. Maybe we don't want 6 police on duty for Albemarle County during the regular day. And we can get by with 3 in 720 square mile radius, because that's part of the burden that we're going to be feeling very soon, Jay.
Yeah, we're talking with Ronnie Price. He is the chairman of the Albemarle County School Board. Talking about several things, including taxes, obviously, at 441. Let me ask you, with the money that has come in at this most recent turn of events that to get your house in order, as you referenced, what's the figure? And do you feel like it will help you get through this year with some of the shortfalls and the needs that you all have in the county?
Well, we as we told the Board of Supervisors, I told the Board of Supervisors yesterday in a on-the-spot presentation, because they wanted to know, you know, what was coming down from the state. We still don't have the actual budget worksheets from the state that says we're going to give you this amount of revenues, and guess what? You're supposed to use it for these things. We should have those, and I think Jackson Zimmerman probably has them today and is working up the numbers. And next week in our work session, we'll be going through what those actual dollars are. But what we think is going to happen is that we could end up with somewhere that might be in excess of about $5 or $6 million in one-time money. Now, when we think of one-time money, for me, layman, I think of the stimulus dollars. And the first thing I learned about the school division and also our local government is we didn't want to fund long-term reoccurring expenses with one-time dollars. Now, again, our Board of Supervisors has taken the other side of that and said, nope, let's go ahead and use those dollars to fund those reoccurring expenses with the hope that the funding is going to be there tomorrow. But right now, and again, I'm still speculating because I don't have the budget worksheets, but it could be between $4 and $5 million that we might have in surplus for this year that we're already planning on using. One of the things that we cut completely to the bare bones was our technology budget. One of the things that we also have cut and made major cuts in is transportation. And I've had citizens say, well, wouldn't you want to fund teacher positions with that? Well, again, if we were really reducing teachers by 40 and the $8 million, that's where we were, going to be rifting and giving teachers letters that you wouldn't, you know, be needed no longer, then I'd say let's do that. But even there, we're only forestalling the inevitable, which is in a year, your position really will be gone.
Yeah. Ronnie Price is our guest here, chairman of the Alamo County School Board at 444 here on Charlottesville right now. I guess a couple of things. There's so many questions that are tied to this. You cut the technology budget. You all don't want to fund, at least that's what you're suggesting. The leadership that you're suggesting as the chairperson, do you think that this is how it's going to play out? That you will not, you just said that the Board of Supervisors said, well, let's go ahead and use that money to fund the areas that you feel like you need. Are you in a position where you can avoid funding teacher positions and things that you need to be long-term with this one-time
dollar? I think what our community needs to realize is the $6 million that the school division already cut out of its budget is gone.
Okay.
The 4x4 schedule is already in place. We're already moving forward. I love all the emails that we're receiving from the great professors at the University of Virginia. But I can tell you the comments and the majority of the comments that we've heard against that particular schedule have come from one side of the county, and the rest of the county is moving forward. So that's a done deal. We may visit the shared principal situation, but I can tell you it's going to be hard to take that off the plate when our Board of Supervisors have said, we support the cuts that you've made in education, which is $6 million, because even with the budget the way we see it, we're not going to be able to put that $6 million back into it to take away those tier level one cuts. So when I'm looking at the picture as far as what may actually happen, I think we're going to be looking at, for even Dr. Benson said on yesterday or the day before, that right now we're about $400,000 in the red. We're not $8 million in the red, but we're about, with currently at the tax rate that we have, and keeping those one-time money separate from the pool and using those things that, you know, using it for short-term expenses, that we will have to find an additional $400,000 in the budget to make up. So all the cuts that the public has seen and they've, you know, they've told us that they didn't like and couldn't stomach, those are in place. Those are absolutely going to happen. And I'll only add here briefly that the other thing that the public's going to realize very quickly is the state of your schools are going to start deteriorating. We have no money in the capital improvement budget. There is all of the capital improvement projects for Yancey and Scottsville and all those wonderful things we wanted to do as a community to be the best schools. Those are all gone. And one of the things that we had talked about doing with some of the short-term money was putting it into capital improvement. And even Dennis Ricker, who is, I think, one of the best Board of Supervisors we have right now, and I really appreciate his leadership because he's doing what he can, him and Ann Malik, Chairman Malik, to direct the board in the right direction. He said that, you know, we really have to shore up the CIP. We really have to put dollars in that because we're going to have to invest in our infrastructure, because if we allow it to decay now, then it's only going to cost us more. And do we close small schools because we can't afford to keep them up? Our public needs to be ready for that.
Yeah, we've got to take a short time out. More with Ronnie Price, chairman of the Alamo County School Board, who's been kind enough to join us at 447 on Charlottesville right now. It's interesting with the CIP issue. We just talked with Supervisor Thomas, who said one of the things that was cut in the Alamo budget capital improvement projects. So, and clearly that trickles down to the schools.
Absolutely.
Having that.
Absolutely.
So we'll get to that and more on that question, because you've been very outspoken in many of the meetings. You said, look, we can either have good schools or we can have the best. And what path are we currently on? So we'll talk more about that when we return. Ronnie Price is our guest. We'll be right back. Right now, we're talking about local price tags and a $400,000 deficit with the Alamo County Schools. And Alamo County School Board Chairman Ronnie Price has been with us. So two things before we wrap up. We got about 7 minutes till we hit CBS. First, Delegate Bell's amendment does not go through in the General Assembly. Do you come away disappointed with that, or do you just say, I understand that something as significant as that may not have had the legs to get through?
As always, Jay, the politics are in the work, and disappointed, but big shout out to Rob Bell for being courageous and putting that amendment through, bringing his people in line to get it through the House. I mean, I think that was huge. We were always optimistic and hopeful. We never planned on having that money. What we did plan on was that creating an opportunity for increased dialogues with our brothers and sisters in the Charlottesville school system, who they know we already have that level, but now we've got to step that up a notch where we can really seriously look at what can we merge, what can we create together that will create greater efficiency. So we're going to be ready for the April 24th meeting with Delegate Toscano. Shout out to Delegate Toscano, who also proposed a different legislation that didn't get through the House, but still he was the one who put this April 24th meeting together. And I think it's going to be the beginning of something different than what collaboration looked like in the past. Chair Lady Leah Purrier and I have already had some conversations. We've been absolute partners through this and friends through this. And I think we all realize as board members, we have to do what we need to do to protect our school divisions.
Because ultimately, it's about the kids.
It's about the kids.
At the end of the day. All right. Since it's about the kids, we're talking with Ronnie Price, chairman of the Alamo County School Board, at 4:55 here on a lovely Thursday afternoon on Charlottesville Right Now. Let me just plainly ask you this before we wrap up. Based on what you've seen, the tax revenues, budget cuts, what's coming from the state, what isn't coming from the state, all the research you and your staff have done, in the next 5 years, is the quality of education in Albemarle going to sustain itself, improve, or decline?
And Jay, that's the one question that not too many things keep me up at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, the boys don't keep me up, and the dogs and cats and even the wife pushing me out of bed sometimes, that don't keep me up at night. But I can tell you that question right there worries me. It mm-hmm. worries me to my soul that at this point in time in our community, we have become so polarized with this political party thing that we're not seeing rational thinking in front of us. And I believe that given what we've seen, that we've had an opportunity, you know, and I reminded the Board of Supervisors to see people handing checks for their tax increase before they even receive the tax increase at the public forum. Unheard of. You've never seen that before in time, that you would shun that and say, you know, our community isn't ready for this. Who are they listening to? Are they listening to the 24 members of our community in 2007 who made over $720 million that pushed our adjusted gross income up by that much? Who are these guys listening to? I am worried that even if we move to just from a best education to a better one, that our students won't be competitive. They won't be competitive in the western side of our county, nor the northern or the eastern. And we've got to get serious as a community that we're going to get behind education. We're going to come up and put up where we need to with our money. But I tell you what, we need to show up at the ballot vote and vote for the right people who are going to not only put the words out there that say that we support education, but they're going to do the right thing when it comes to making these critical votes. I'm worried.
Mm. There you go. We'll let that be the last word. Ronnie Price, Alamo County Board of Supervisors.
You got
school
me.
Board.
You got me. You can't do that. That's way too political. I'd be a one-termer.
I slipped. All right, my friend. Hey, listen, in all seriousness, thanks for your candor. As always, I said this earlier when we were talking with Supervisor Thomas. For what all of you are doing, school board, supervisors, city council, nobody ever gets enough credit. You mostly get the other C word, criticism. So we are thankful of your access, and we're thankful for your efforts. So thanks for being with us. Yeah.
And a quick shout out to Rodney Thomas. Thank mm-hmm. you. And again, looking forward to collaborating with him and Dwayne. Mr. Boyd, I really hope this is your retirement.
Oh, Okay, 4:57. We've got to take a break. I'm sure that will make it on some news reports.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.